ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com proudly brings to you, oh, you didn't know? You see, it's me, it's the G-U-double-T, rolling again with J-C-D.
I'm a madman, yeah, I'm a madman.
Welcome back,
what's
John.
Up? What's up?
And along with us, we have a couple people. Once again with us, joining us is Sam, the X Factor. Welcome back, Sam.
What up?
And ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on PWP Radio, our special guest for the night, welcome Starman.
Am I on the radio?
Pro Wrestling Syndicate's new Tri-State Champion. Welcome to the show, Starman.
Thank you, Road Dog.
We're going to go ahead and get started with our interview with Starman. Starman,
you guys
recently
really think
won.
I talk like that?
What's that?
You guys really think I talk like that? I don't talk like a robot alien. You know, that's what you were expecting. I talk like a normal person.
You
hey, man, as long as you
man,
come
you
out to, as long as you come out to that awesome theme, it's all good.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You recently won the Tri-State Championship this past Friday in Rahway, New Jersey. What did you think of the match between you, Tony Nese, and Alex Reynolds, I think it was, right?
Yes, it was Alex Reynolds of Reality Check. The stable of the biggest douches comprised on the Independence today. Led by Kevin Matthews.
What do you think of the match?
I thought it was a great outing for Starman. I thought it was a great outing for Tony Nese. And I also thought it was a great outing for that giant douche they call Alex Reynolds. Can Starman say douche on them? Oh, you didn't know, you know? Can I say it?
I'm saying.
Oh, you didn't know? Well, now you do.
I do know. If I can say, I will know if I can say douche or not. You guys tell me if I can say douche or not.
I mean, I think you've already said it at least 6 or 7 times, and nothing's happened because of it, so I assume.
I won't tell anybody.
Yeah.
All right, let's make a pact here, all four of us. No one's going to tell anyone that Starman keeps saying douche on PWP Radio.
You have my word.
I'm good.
My mom downstairs, Star Mom, I'm trying to hide. She doesn't like when I say those words because, you know, she doesn't like words like that, you know. She brought me
is she listening to the show tonight? Is Star Mom
no,
and Star Dad listening to the show?
Because she listened, you know, if she heard me say that, I'd be punished.
You might get punished there, man.
Yeah, I don't want to be punished. But anyways, on the match on Friday night, we packed them in to the Royal Way Senior Center. The venue change due to the complications of the hurricane, the Raleigh Rec Center was flooded and basically destroyed the floor, and there's mold growing out of there. You know, mold is dangerous. So we packed them in, about 500 strong in the senior center. And
it was
kind of
really
a rematch from the month before between me and Tony Nese. But the previous month I was screwed over by Alex Reynolds. So I didn't get a chance to win the belt there. So we got to decide in a little three-way dance, which is what Terry Funk liked to call it, a three-way dance.
Absolutely. Speaking of matches, Starman, what would you say was your best match ever wrestling?
My best match ever wrestling? Well, my personal...
Or your favorite match of yours?
My favorite match of mine at the moment had to be... the six-way match that we had. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Suicide Six-Way match from our September show, Saved by the Ring Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys got a chance to see that match?
No, unfortunately,
no.
Friday was Unfortunately, I haven't seen anything. Well, and fortunately, Friday was my first PWS experience, so I'm pumped.
So,
and you know, we're already psyched to get to the December show. So
awesome, guys. Then take yourself to YouTube and type in Starman Six-Way, and I'm sure it will pop up. There's a lot of fan cam versions, and also PWS posted the real deal version with multiple camera angles. And that match featured the famous Starman dive off the pillar, which was about 23 feet. So if you guys get a chance, everyone out there and listening to this podcast, type it in. Get to take a look.
Absolutely. I'm definitely going to look that up on YouTube. Starman, Sam and I got front row seats last month. We already have our front row seats for December's show. What should we expect in December? Who is your first title defense going to be against?
I'm not defending my title in December. Saving my first title defense for the year 2013, which I like to call the year of Starman. Well, this year's kind of been a year of Starman, but 2013 will be a 12-month, 365-day year of the Starman.
I wonder what the longest reign of Tri-State champion has been in PWS. Do you know offhand?
Tony Nese was the longest. I just beat him. He was 20 months.
20 months?
20-month title.
Easily beatable.
I think you could beat that, Starman.
Can you say that again, sir?
I think you're going to beat that record, Starman.
We'll see. But also, this Friday was one of my favorite matches also because, you know, my first title win. You know, my dad, the original Starman Sr., is very proud of me, you know.
Was he in attendance?
No, he lives in Minnesota. He's a farmer now. Trying to get away from the wrestling business.
Is that where you grew up?
Ran. Me, Minnesota? No. We grew up traveling all over the world, kind of like a military family. Watching my father wrestle. For a while, we were in Japan when I was first born for a few years. That's when he was the big deal in the company, NES, which is the famous pro wrestling company that's how everyone found out about my father, the Starman. Also, that's where Fighter Hayabusa and the Amazon wrestled. So,
I was
going to
say...
Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I was just going to say, I remember all those classic bouts between the Starman and the Amazon.
Yeah, he had some classic belts with the Amazon. The Amazon hasn't been seen since 1990. There's a lot of speculation about him. I don't know what happened to him. My father didn't know what happened to him. He called up Fighter Hayabusa, and he's like, "Have you heard anything?" And just one of those great mysteries. Some say he was even buried underneath Giant Stadium. But,
yeah, he's probably just too embarrassed to show his face after all those defeats.
No, he got involved with some dirty work after his wrestling career with the Mafia in New Jersey, and that's as far as I know. That's as far as my dad will tell me, and you know, and the rumor is he's buried under Giant Stadium, which just so happened. Where WrestleMania 29 is going to be this year at MetLife Stadium. So who knows? The Amazon might rise from the dead.
Are you planning on making another visit to WWE event, Starman, at WrestleMania?
That never turns out well for me, guys. You know that. Jeez. Trying to enjoy the show to kick me out.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about your experience? How, how far in advance were you planning on attending the Raw event at the Meadowlands?
Well, this is what happened. All right. So I was at MetLife Stadium passing out some flyers for the PWS event because I love Pro Wrestling Syndicate as much as the fans do. It's a great place to wrestle. It's a great place to watch wrestling, fun wrestling in the state of New Jersey. And I was trying to flyer, get the show out there for the show Must Go On, originally called
right.
Show of the Year. Show of the Year was the original name of the show. Just passing out flyers and... all of a sudden, I see this fan, this old-time wrestler, he's friends of my father. His name is the Blue Goon. So I walked up to the Blue Goon. I'm like, hey, what are you doing here, Blue Goon? He's in full mask, you know, everyone's walking up to him, taking pictures next to the Blue Goon. And I was like, he's like, hey, do you want an extra ticket? And I said, yeah, I'll take one. I like to watch some of the show. So then I came in and, you know, everyone's like, is that Starman? And I'm trying to hide, you know, paparazzi is just shooting pictures. You know, I'm trying to hide behind garbage cans, trying to hide anywhere I can. I'm just trying to get a beer, trying to get a pretzel, trying to watch some good old WWE wrestling action. So then I went to sit down and I see my buddy. Destruction, they call him. He's one of the PWS students, Destruction. And I'm like, hey, Destruction, what's going on down there? And he said, yeah, come down here. There's a seat right open right here, right behind me. So I went down to the bottom level. And it just so happened that a match going on between Daniel Bryan and Dolph Ziggler. And I took a seat. And all of a sudden, chants started breaking out. I don't know, were you guys at that brawl?
Sam and I were there.
You guys were
and
there.
I remember someone behind us, sitting behind us, pointing out that you were there. And Sam and I, you know, were able to see you. And then I remember reading the next day, I guess somewhere online, I don't remember what website exactly, but I do remember reading about you being asked to leave. Is that what happened?
Yeah, so then I'm sitting there. You know, I'm just enjoying. I'm eating some popcorn, drinking a fresh brew, fresh, probably about $12 beer from Izod Center.
Yeah, at least.
That's a bargain.
It's a great deal, you know. You know, back in the day, you know, I don't. Never mind. I don't know what I'm about to say. But anyway, I was.
Better have been the beer of your life.
Oh, man. Never again. Never again. My pockets were empty by the end of that night. But anyways, so I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden we hear, we want Starman. And then I was like, oh, okay, that's nice. So we want Starman chant. Yeah, about three people starting. And then it was like, six, we want Starman. About six people. And then we want Starman. About 12 people. We want Starman, maybe about 20 now. We want Starman, maybe about 36. We want Starman. Hey, you get the point. Until the whole half of the arena was chanting, we want Starman. And I was like, oh, Jesus. I'm making a scene here. I don't want to make a scene. I'm just here to watch some wrestling. Because I'm watching. And then the arena is just like, I'm like, whatever. I get up and start playing to the crowd, you know. They're loving the Starman. They're enjoying my antics. And all of a sudden, I see security looking at me. They're pointing at me. And they're like, hey, you, come here. Come here, boy. And I'm like, and then I'm like, I didn't do anything, sir. And then they were like, come with us. They're like, WWE wants you out of here. I'm like, well, but I'm the son of the famous Starman. But then they're like, no, you're not. WWE wants you out of here. We don't believe you. Where's your ID? And I just so happened to forget my ID at home, so I never could prove that I'm the son of the famous Starman. So they eventually just kicked me out. And that's it. That's the story. That's all I can tell you.
Were you surprised?
Tell me what happened in the back room, not to tell anybody. Ever.
Were you surprised that they asked asked you to leave? Probably not, right?
No. No. Come on. There's a fantastic match going on between Dolph Ziggler and Daniel Bryan. And I was just, you know, I was taken away from their performance, you know, and it was a five, maybe not a five-star match, maybe a four-star match. And, you know, and I didn't want to take away. They're two of my favorite wrestlers to watch on TV. I really enjoy those guys' work. And, you know, stuff happens, you know. I got the ticket for free from the Blue Goon. Thank you, Blue Goon. Thank you. And that's it. That's all she wrote. The next day it was on every wrestling website in the United States. The video game site, 2 days later, Kotaku, which is a huge video game site in the United States. Around the world, I think. I was on a wrestling site in Mexico, a wrestling site in Sweden, a wrestling site in Germany, a couple in Europe, just all over. And a lot of followers on Twitter the next day. And it was just some great publicity for Pro Wrestling Syndicate and the Starman.
Have you wrestled in all of these countries?
I haven't wrestled in all these countries. My father has, though. Had some legendary battles, and mostly about everywhere in the world. I think he's wrestled in every country. I think he's the only man ever in wrestling to hold titles in every country. And at once.
That's pretty
amazing.
Yeah.
Sam, did you have a question for Starman?
Do you get to bring the tri-state title? Do you get to like bring that, you know, do you get to like sleep with it at night and carry it around or do you get to hold out to
me on Twitter right now? If you're following me on Twitter right now, which is @StarmanPWS. And once again, @StarmanPWS. That is my Twitter. Cheap plug, cough, cough, cough. You can see that I just posted a very revealing picture of Starman. Somebody leaked a potential picture, just like a cellular phone picture of the Starman Playgirl shoot in progress. So if you get me on Facebook, on Twitter, at StarmanPWS, you'll be able to see that revealing picture.
All right.
Well, check him out at StarmanPWS.
And check out Pro Wrestling Syndicate. I know we're doing these plugs on a little bit early, but might as well get them in. To Twitter.
Get them in for whenever you get it, right?
ProWrestlingSyndicate. I think that's how you spell syndicate. I'm not very good at spelling. But if you know how to spell syndicate, you know what I'm saying.
I think it's S-Y-N.
S-Y, yeah, whatever. You know, I'm never good at spelling. Yeah.
You'll find it. Look up Pro Wrestling Syndicate. You'll find it. John, any questions for Starman?
I wanted to get into the Raw incident, but he pretty much explained it in full detail for me.
Right. Starman, what about your? Can you tell us? Talk to us a little bit about your entrance music. Sounds like Super Mario's Brothers. How did you decide on this entrance music?
Wrong. You're wrong, sir. That is the theme to the company. NES. Progress. That was the theme they opened all their shows with.
Didn't your dad come out to that music as well?
He didn't come out to that music. Back in those days, they really, you know, they didn't really have entrances. You kind of just, you know, the lights would go out, the lights would go back on, and the two competitors would be in the ring. But whenever the show started for NES, that team would play. So, you know, that's...
Oh, right, okay.
You know?
When did you start wrestling with PWS?
I started.
And where were you? Where were you before that?
Oh, that was my debut show.
Which one?
That was the debut of Starman. You know.
Which was the debut?
The June shows are closely syndicated. Their anniversary show. Their 5-year anniversary show. That was the debut of Starman. What happened was that Eric Tapout, co-owner, I think he's going by the name of Eric Pleska now. He just changed his name every day. I don't know. But Eric Tapout sounds way cooler personally, because I like to watch people tap out. But anyways, and also co-owner Pat Buck contacted my father about making an appearance at Pro Wrestling Syndicate's 5-year anniversary show. I think they wrestled the legendary Mil Mascaris. They're like, let's do a mask legend versus mask legend type deal, which I think they gave to Samurai Del Sol, but my father had to decline because he's no longer in the wrestling business. But little did they know that my father was training me on the farm about 22 hours a day in the barn on hay around cows.
Thurman,
sweaty.
You talked about how 2013 is going to be the year of Starman. Does Starman plan on winning the World Heavyweight Championship of PWS in 2013?
Well, at the show, at the October show we did, House Party 5 without Kid and Play, I actually got screwed over by Reality Check, but then Kevin Matthews had an open challenge for the world title, which was probably the loudest, well, I accepted an open challenge, of course, to a thunderous ovation, which was probably the loudest match I've ever participated in terms of sound. Very, very loud atmosphere, you know, and I almost had it, but then Reality Check, you know what they did? They douched me over again, like those douchebags do. Douchey boys. They douched
me. Here we go again with the douches.
They douched Star.
I tell you, man, 4 months in and you're already the Tri-State champion?
Runs in the veins of the Starman family.
That's right.
Are there any Star children?
Star children? No,
yeah.
I've no. You know, really, before I got this pro wrestling syndicate fame, you know, I really just kind of sat at home and worked. You know, at the farm, at my dad's farm, once in a while. This only for a year. I switch back and forth, move all over the place. You know, just do a lot of work. You know, do a lot of training, and didn't really think that I might meet some girls. You know, but now it's all Danny. There's just girls just coming in packs. You know, just like
he loves Armageddon.
And
they start groupies.
All right. What'd you say?
Oh, they're star groupies.
Yes, I call them starlets. I thought of a name for them.
There you go.
You know, starlets. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I gotta say, on Friday at the show, when the match froze for a couple minutes in between, that was quite entertaining. I will.
You know
what?
That runs in my family. You know, we glitch out sometimes. You know, it just comes with the territory. You know, glitch. You know, what do they call it? Glitchositis.
Right.
Runs in my family. You kind of tend to see just sometimes shake or even freeze. You know, for a period of time till something snaps and I snap out of it. How do I snap out of it? I don't know. It just happens, and then something happens.
I was trying to get the crowd to blow into the ring, because sometimes I know that works. So, you know, that maybe that helped a little bit.
I don't know. Maybe it did. I don't know. I don't know much about blowing.
maybe there's a reset button somewhere.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes, you know, maybe you can just, you know, sometimes blowing doesn't work, you know.
True. Well, regardless, you recovered quite well.
What?
Regardless of how you recovered, you did
yeah,
recover
you
quite
just
well,
kind of
you
freak
know,
out
and ultimately won the match.
Hear me. You know, whenever that happens, I see you know, like, ah, geez, you know, I don't feel anything like boring. My phrase just like a blackout, and then I kind of just wake up and I see people running at me, and then I just freak out and throw spitting wheel kicks and all that fun stuff, all that fun Starman goodness.
And man, it did the job.
Yeah, it did the job. You know, so I guess you guys, did the blow job. You know, of helping me out.
Wow. Good stuff here on PWP Radio. Thank you so much for joining us, Starman.
So that's it? So you guys are leaving me?
I'm not going anywhere for another, like, 32 minutes.
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Starman, do you know already anything that has been scheduled for the December show?
Mantar returns to wrestling after a very long time.
I saw that. I'm so pumped.
And he's wrestling none other than El Matador, Tito Santana, who hasn't done that gimmick since WWF.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Mantar hasn't wrestled since WWF.
That's got to be like circa 1992 or something like that, 1993 maybe.
I think Mantar was 96.
Oh, no, yeah,
Mantar
I was talking about El Matador.
El Matador was 92.
Yeah, the early 90s, the era of
the Man Beast. I'm not sure what they called him.
It's a dream. It's a dream match. Probably, I don't know, like, this match might be, like, fans going into it, we're thinking, like, what is this? Like, what's going on here? But the match, like, this is, like, world's battle of the, whatever, I don't know what, the war of the worlds. Like, this is, like, a match like no other I've seen. You got, on the one corner, you got probably one of the best indie wrestlers, in the United States, wrestlers, I wouldn't even consider him an indie wrestler. He's way above that. He's the hardest working guy on the independents, the Callahan Death Machine, Sammy Callahan, who's wrestled over all over the world. Versus
is that who wrestled? He wrestled Steen, right?
Yeah, he wrestled Steen, which was another dream match this past week. I think that's only happened once.
Yeah, that was a great match.
Yeah, I think that's the second time that's happened, the first time on the East Coast. But this show, he's got something different. He's got something, you know, gold. And his name is Goldust.
That's right.
Well, Goldust. Callahan versus Goldust. No one's ever done this match. This match is probably never before, probably never again. I don't think this match will happen ever again.
Once in a lifetime.
Is this Goldust's first appearance with GWS?
This is Goldust's first appearance, yes.
That's going to be great. I'm very excited to meet Goldust.
I'm excited
myself. Have you ever met him?
Goldust?
Yeah.
Nah, not really.
No. Who was a wrestler that you grew up and looked up to, other than your father, of course? What other wrestlers did you look up to growing up as a professional wrestler?
Who would you say starstruck you, per se?
I never met Jushin Liger, but he's kind of a big deal. Terry Funk, That was one that I had to take a picture with. I usually don't take pictures. Great Sasuke, another Japanese guy who has a big arm. I could just go on. Who else? Bret Hart. So many. Steve Austin. A lot of guys. I've met a lot of guys, so. I don't think I've met Goldust yet. Nope, no Goldust yet. But I've met a lot of guys. A lot of those guys starstruck me.
Nice.
Great
Starman. If Starman could wrestle anyone right now, past or present, PWS or not, who would it be?
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. This is a hard one. Dre match for me. This is like a hard one. For me, Shawn Michaels would be a dream
match.
That's
a great one.
Because
that's a great one.
Anyone could have Shawn Michaels is, you know, I consider him the best. You know,
fair.
I feel like that would be the best match that I can have with anybody would be with Shawn Michaels. But presently, I would like to wrestle anybody, possibly Sami Callihan.
Okay.
Sami Callihan would probably be top of the list.
Is he a viable contender?
What did you say?
Is he a viable contender for the Tri-State Championship?
You know, if he talks to the PWS owners and signs those papers, you know, he could be a contender for my belt, but we'll have to see in 2013, you know.
Maybe
kind of like a world-ending book, you know. We can go one way,
cool.
We can go the other way, we can go the complete opposite way. You never know.
Cool. Yeah. What did you think, Thurman, of Matt Hardy's... What's that?
I said you'll have to tune in. 2013 Pro Wrestling Syndicate.
The year of Starman.
Year of the Starman.
What did you think of
Matt? Personally, you know, I'm saying it's the year of Starman, but, you know, I'm kind of arrogant. I feel kind of arrogant saying that because I think, like, 100% that it's going to be the year of Pro Wrestling Syndicate. Like, 100%. Like,
I hope so. It's really growing. It's really becoming definitely a much bigger promotion. We saw
too
Matt
fast,
Hardy
rapidly evolving. Like, I don't, you know, like, it's just happening so fast, you know, every show, you know, more and more people are talking, and, you know, I feel like at WrestleMania weekend, which we're running, I think two or three shows, I'm not sure, that weekend, at the Raleigh Rec Center, about 20 minutes from MetLife Stadium at WrestleMania weekend. I think that's going to be the biggest crowd that anyone's ever drawn for an independent show in New Jersey ever.
I think it's great.
Yeah, you know, that's what I think.
That's what I think
happened.
Matt Hardy recently won the World Heavyweight Championship at PWS. What do you think of that whole situation, Matt Hardy dressing up as the Rahway Reaper and winning the Battle Royal and then going on to win the championship from Kevin Matthews?
Oh, Matt Hardy's a good pal of mine. Taught me a lot, you know, about wrestling, you know. You know, now we're both champions, you know. You saw by the end of that show the crowd reaction to the two champions, the two new champions being in the ring at the same time. It was truly magical in that packed, that small packed Broadway Senior Center, you know. You know, the wrestling fans, you know, they've seen something special that night and they knew it. And glad to say Matt Hardy is the champion of Pro Wrestling Syndicate, and I'm glad to say I'm the Tri-State champion, and I'm glad to say that possibly we can send PWS into the next step, you know, as whatever that may be,
You know, we'll see.
Not gonna lie, dude, I marked out big time when you won the title.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I got the belt right here, actually.
Got it.
I was hoping you would win the title in our first show of PWS.
Oh, you were there? The one with you were there for the two title matches that I almost won, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Good deal.
Has anyone heard from Mr. Belding?
Oh. I have no idea. You know, it's hard. You know, like, being a principal and wrestling, you know, it's kind of like, you know.
It's a big commitment.
It's a big commitment. You know, he's got all those kids, you know.
He probably needed more time to train.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs to train a little bit more. You know, he asked me for advice, and I'm like, oh, this is what you got to do. He's like,
yeah, Belding's got to hit the gym, man.
You know, I can say that. He wasn't in the greatest shape at the September show. But, you know, he did his best. He gave that big old Stone Cold Stunner to Devin Moore. And, you know, he got up and fans approved of him. And I don't know what happened to him. I guess he's just being a principal. I don't know. No idea.
Yeah, Zach Morris is a handful, I bet.
You know, yeah, Zach Morris, he was complaining about Zach Morris, and, you know, he was telling me that, like, Zach Morris, he put him in detention, and Zach Morris was, like, trying to win tickets to some kind of Hawaii trip on, like, a video a radio show, game show that they're doing downtown at the cafe, and he actually just messed with the phone line, did this, did that. Eventually, dressed the skeleton up as Zach Morris to get attention. And this is what Belding was telling me, and you know, Belding, wait a second. It turned out that at the end of that story, Belding told me that Zach Morris answered he answered the question with the wrong answer, and Mr. Belding answered the question with the right answer and won the tickets to Hawaii. So that may be your answer. That's where Mr. Belding is. He may be enjoying that trip in Honolulu, Hawaii.
That is a great point, my man.
Yeah, absolutely.
He might be like trimming bonsai trees when he's down there too.
Yeah, no, those bonsai trees, you know.
True.
Yeah, you know, that was the question, I think, right? The bonsai tree?
Yes.
That was it?
It was like, what kind of tree, like, he's like, I don't know, in bloom for the whole year or something. Something like that. I think that was the question.
Anyways, that's where Mr. Belding probably is. Probably in Hawaii, you know.
True.
Doing it, you know, maybe trying to lose some weight. Probably not.
Probably not. He definitely gained more weight after the show.
Probably too many burgers at the Max.
You know, no.
I'll do it.
He lives in California, you know, In-N-Out Burgers on every corner, you know, it's pretty good.
True.
So, you know, he's In-N-Out, and he's In-N-Out with about 5 extra pounds every time he's In-N-Out. So, who knows?
Can we expect to see another WWE show? There's a WWE show in New Jersey in December. Are you planning on crashing another WWE event in the future?
Is it a TV event?
Yeah, it's
no.
A Raw.
It's a Raw.
Oh, really? What arena?
It's Prudential at the Prudential Center.
Oh, really?
You might want to look into that.
You'll be seeing the sequel, Starman gets kicked out of Raw again.
Again.
Maybe you'll see
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. That would be good.
Maybe. You just have to maybe buy your tickets to the show or possibly tune in to that Monday Night Raw on USA Network, and you might hear a We Want Starman chant, or you might get Starman on TV. You never know.
I think it's the Monday after PWS's show.
Yes.
It's the Monday following.
You're just going to have to wait and see. Because, I have some beef with CM Punk right now.
What about CM Punk?
I got some beef with him. So
why
what happened to CM? Well, you know, put his picture, his Twitter picture, right now, is the Amazon.
Oh, that's right, it's the Amazon.
Yeah.
Yep. Picture of the Amazon.
That's right.
So it looks like a lot more people than you think know the Starman is back.
Is he ribbing you?
I don't know. He might be. He might not be.
That's a bold statement by Punk, I must say.
He's pushing some buttons. You know, he's crossing the line, I think, a little bit. I think he might be calling me out in kind of a secret.
I think he's crossing the line a lot.
Yeah, he might be calling me out in some kind of secret notion saying, hey, look, my picture's in the Amazon. Come and get me, you know.
Seriously.
I'm CM Punk, you know. That's what I think. But, you know, you can think what you want to think, but that's what the Starman thinks, you know. CM Punk is calling me out. Yeah, so there
so.
It is, live on OUNO Radio. How about this?
Are
I'm
you going to answer his challenge?
I think
you
should start a Twitter war with him.
You know, CM Punk. You know, he's CM Punk. He doesn't like to answer to people unless it's somebody from Operation Ivy or Rancid, or it's kind of like or some kind of straight edge goofy band. You know.
True.
You know, so unless you're that or you're maybe somebody else, like, I don't know, who else you talk to? Anyone follow him on Twitter? Yeah, he just talks about, you know, random things like being straight edge and doing this and doing that. And then, you know, whatever you want to do, but once you call it Starman, you got to get the Starman. So, come December, you know, now that I think of it, yeah. You know what? I'm going to take a trip to North New Jersey, and I'm going to show my star. You know?
That's
Punk.
What's up, man.
CM Punk, I'm coming for you.
All right. Well, again, thank you for joining us, Starman. We are going to...
Thanks, fellas. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys had fun. You guys had fun? I had
Absolutely.
A lot of fun.
Yep.
Thank you
Definitely.
So
was
much
Did everything
for,
you guys ever dreamed of interviewing the Starman?
Absolutely.
I never thought it would happen.
Starman PWS, the new
Tri-State
champion.
Right now, huh? Tri-State champion. So let's get these plugs in right now before I leave here. All right.
Yeah, do your last few plugs.
ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. You know, that's the site. You'll find out all the events. I'm such a bad memory. What's the date for the next PWS show? December 9th?
I think it's the 7th.
Come see Sammy Callahan versus Goldust, Mantar versus Tito Santana. Come see the Honky Tonk Man. Come see Gilbert, the return of Gilbert. Come see Gary Martinez. Come see Jerry Lynn, and all that.
Is he
going to
have sick pyro?
What do you say?
Is
oh
Gilbert
yeah.
Gonna have
oh yeah, I'm
sick
sure
pyro.
And that all night it'll be Starman and the Dynamic Sensation versus Devin Moore and. Whatever his name, Alex Reynolds of Reality Check, and the cool cats versus the douches. That's the gimmick of the match. Get me at Twitter at StarmanPWS. Follow Pro Wrestling Syndicate on Twitter. Shout out to Corey Havoc. Shout out to Pat Buck, Eric Tapout, Reality Check, because they're all douches. Shout out to my father. Shout out to Tupac. Just pouring one out for you, homie. Thug life till I die. Shout out to the guys who put me in the rap video. Word is Bond. Shout out to Eddie Guerrero, who death anniversary was yesterday, and the old dirty bastard from the Wu-Tang Clan. Shout out to him too. Shout out to you guys who do a whole gimmick revolving around the New Age Outlaws, and that's pretty sweet, I guess. Shout out to who else? You know what? All I could say is George Bush doesn't care about black people. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you so much, man. Have a good night.
Take care, my man.
Peace, dog.
All right, that was Starman from PWS, the new Tri-State Champion. Very nice to have him on the air. We have about 12 minutes left in the show. John, we haven't heard much from you. What would you like to discuss?
I'm sorry. I'm laughing still at the end of that.
he really went on. That
yeah, he keeps it in character.
He really does. That was very
brought me back to my Nintendo childhood.
That's kayfabing at its best.
Yeah. Oh man. I don't know. Where are we going from here?
I don't know. Survivor Series is on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think we are going to have a preview show with on PWP Radio on Sunday at 2 p.m. John and Sam, you're obviously more than welcome to join me on that.
Please.
But what do you expect? We got the card all mixed up. It was supposed to be Team Foley versus Team Punk. Now we got Ziggler. What do you expect, John?
I'm going to go a little outside the box here. Last night I was talking to Jay about it, and I really had a hard time calling it. But I'm starting to wonder now if, for all the focus on Miz and if he's going to turn or not, it's obvious he's not because of what they got planned for him. I'm thinking more Orton's going to turn. And I think that's how Foley's guys are going to lose, because Ziggler has to go over here. He has to. He has to win something on pay-per-view for once. And this has got to be the shot. And you can do it by having Orton turn. You know, it won't kill Miz's momentum. And to me, it works.
I don't know. I don't disagree with the idea of Orton turning heel. But I do think that Miz will stay face. I love the interactions between him and Team Hell No. You could see Miz and Daniel Bryan smiling when they were arguing on Raw. I almost feel like the three of them, Team Hell No and The Miz, Team Awesome Hell No, I think the three of them are going to be the survivors.
I agree, except I don't think Kane will be a survivor. I think it's just going to be the two of them. I think it's going to be The Miz and Daniel Bryan at the end.
That would be interesting. Is there any chance that CM Punk does not walk out WWE Champion?
No.
I
yeah, they'll swerve it somehow. Like they'll get Ryback and Cena to get in a scuffle or something, and then Punk will slide in there, kind of like he did at SummerSlam. I think it's going to be a very similar ending to SummerSlam.
Yeah, it's probably going to end like that. I mean, with Cena, I could see AJ, Vicky, and Dolph getting involved. And for Ryback, what about Brad Maddox? I mean, we saw Heyman talk to him on Raw. I don't think that's over. I think something's going to develop with that. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I started to see something last night that Maddox is probably going to be kept off TV till 2013. But yeah, it that's definitely probably not over. I agree with you. I think it's going to be just a cluster mess, and then Punk's going to slither in and win. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Ziggler get involved and all that. But yeah, Punk's walking out, especially now that there's some reports starting to come out today that creators being told to start coming up with ideas with Punk in the final match at WrestleMania. So, you know, Punk's not losing anytime soon.
What do you think, Sam?
I don't know. It's interesting. You know, I read that the original plan was to have this triple threat at TLC, but obviously, and I also read that the buy rates for Hell in a Cell were a lot higher than projected, and Vince attributes that mostly to Ryback. So with Ryback's first main event being a pretty big success from the company's standpoint, you know, I think his push is just going to just get even, you know, even more stronger. So I see Ryback in the main event, probably in TLC as well. Like, I see Ziggler getting involved somehow and setting up a match with him and Cena at TLC, and then probably Ryback and Punk again. They'll have, like, a TLC match, and Punk will, you know, somehow win it. And
yeah, I agree. I think it'll be Punk, Ryback again in December. Maybe that's when Brad Maddox comes back. Who knows? Some people are saying maybe Brock Lesnar will interfere at Survivor Series. But I think it's pretty obvious. Somehow, some way, Punk will not lose the title. And he's probably not going to lose it. I honestly don't think he's going to lose it to The Rock.
I'm with you on that one.
I know. It's going to be interesting.
I think they're going to use The Rock for the buy rates, for the publicity. He doesn't need the championship. He's actually going to make Punk look stronger.
It definitely will. But for him to lose, it'll have to be like a huge. If he loses, the way he loses is gonna probably set up a match at Mania.
Lesnar.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he loses, it'll determine who he fights at Mania, because there's no way in hell Punk's gonna beat The Rock clean. If they didn't let Cena beat him clean, there's no way Punk's gonna beat him clean.
It's true.
You'll get your run in. And that will be how Punk retains.
Yeah, it's got to be a huge run, and it's got to be like
Lesnar.
Cena
there
or. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can see that happening,
like,
because, you know,
like, I'll tell you straight out my Rumble scenario, and this is how I really think it's going to play out. The Rumble's going to go on before the title match. Cena, without a doubt, is winning the Rumble. And Cena's going to look at it as, this is a no-lose for me. I get a shot at Rock, or I get a shot straight up with Punk after all the bullshit we've been through. So Cena's definitely winning the Rumble. And, yeah, I think Lesnar's going to cost Rock, and you're going to get Cena, Punk at WrestleMania, I think with Austin as the ref, and you're going to get Lesnar Rocky.
Yeah, but where does that leave Ryback? See, I think Ryback wins the Rumble and goes for the World Heavyweight Championship. They can still throw Cena into the WWE Championship match, but I think Cena doesn't really need a Royal Rumble win. He's already won that.
Any other year, I would probably agree with you on that, but the thing is that you need to build up that intrigue with could Cena Rock 2 happen because Cena won the Rumble. You know, for 45 minutes on that show, and even all the build-up, the promos that Cena can cut before then would make that a little more intriguing, too. As obvious as a Cena win would be, at least that kind of tease of, oh, you know, if I win the Rumble and you win the title, I get my rematch with you. It works that way.
It would be
you can do a lot of other stuff with Ryback at WrestleMania. You know, you could do Big Show. Picture the pop he would get at MetLife Stadium if he gets Big Show up with a shell shock.
Absolutely.
That would be I'd be very down to see Ryback show at Mania. Maybe Ryback wins the Elimination Chamber.
Maybe. It would be interesting to see Cena and Ryback as the last two Rumble entrants, because a lot of times what happens is that the last two both go on to main event WrestleMania anyway. Last year, Sheamus and Jericho both got the title shots at WrestleMania.
Wow.
And I know it's happened before. I'm trying to think of other examples.
Yeah, the key is going to be when Ziggler cashes in, too.
Absolutely.
You know, that,
I think he cashes in no later than Rumble.
You know, it depends when Ziggler cashes in. You know, you could do one
I think they've dug themselves into such a huge corner with the Ziggler thing because, like, there's, like, not a good spot for him to cash in right now.
Yeah,
he should have had
I think
like,
I think the World Heavyweight Championship picture is really boring right now, and I think it's the perfect time for Ziggler to cash in.
And you got to say,
I don't want to see Ziggler in the at Mania.
I think he will. I think he'll be in the World Heavyweight Championship match at WrestleMania.
Ziggler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? All right, well, no, I mean, if that's
how it
goes,
they're prolonging this for so long, he's not going to hold the championship for a short time.
Yeah, that's fine. I just don't think he's ready for the main event at Mania. I think he needs a year of being main event.
He'll be good in a slot that's like where Sheamus and Bryan were this year. I mean, I'm not saying they got to open the show, but you could make the World Heavyweight title match like fourth or fifth from the top, especially, you know, with the fact that Mania is going to be so loaded on top anyway, you know.
Right.
Would it really kill you to have, you know, Ziggler with the world title go on at like, you know, 8:30?
That's the thing. I see Ryback in the world title picture by Mania, and to have Ryback Ziggler, it just would make absolutely no sense since Ryback has been squashing Ziggler for the past few weeks.
It would be interesting to see. I think
you can do a lot more with Ryback. With him, the thing about Ryback, as long as he stays over, is even if you took him out of the title picture, let's say for 2 months, let's say something happens with him and Show, either the Rumble or the Elimination Chamber, you could have such a big match with the two of them at WrestleMania, Ryback and Show, to where he doesn't even have to be in the World Heavyweight title picture. And then, like, come, like, Extreme Rules or Over the Limit, you can shoot him right back in. It's kind of like what Taker used to do.
That's a good point.
Well, guys, we only have 1 minute left in the show. So we're going to wrap it up. Again, most of our show was with the PWS Pro Wrestling Syndicate Tri-State Champion Starman. Thank him for joining us. Thank you, Sam, for joining us again. JCD, thanks again. Hopefully you guys will join me on Sunday at 2 p.m. for a preview
show. Sunday I'm not around.
Okay. All right. So John won't be able to make it. Sam, hopefully you'll be able to make it.
Yeah, I'll do my best, man.
All right. Preview show for Survivor Series Sunday at 2 p.m. Follow me at Seth Gutt, SETHGUTT. Check out GuttWrenchPowerBlog.com, also with two T's. And, of course, our host, ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. If you are interested in contributing, let me or Jay know. Thank you again for a wonderful time. We'll see you next week.